January 22, a child in the heaven. Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business? Luke 2:49. When Christ was 12 years old, he went with his parents to Jerusalem to attend the feast of the Passover. And on their return, he was lost in the multitude. After Joseph and Mary had searched for him for 3 days, they found him in the court of the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. Luke 2:46 and 47. His parents listened in amazement as they heard his searching inquiries. Though taking the attitude of a learner, Christ imparted light in every word he uttered. He interpreted the scriptures to the darkened minds of the rabbis and gave them clear light in regard to the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world. The sharp, clear questions of the child learner brought a flood of light to their darkened understanding. The truth shone out as the clear shining of a light in a darkened place as he received and imparted the knowledge of the plan of salvation. It is plainly stated that Christ grew in knowledge. What a lesson he found in this instant in the life of Christ for all youth. If they shall diligently search the Word of God and through the Holy Spirit receive divine guidance, they will be able to impart light to others. Mary, the mother of Jesus, asked, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Divine light shone through humanity as Jesus lifted his right hand and asked, "How is it that ye sought me? Wist ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. Verses 48 to 50. They did not comprehend the true meaning of his words, but though he was the Son of God, he went down with his parents and came unto Nazareth and was subject unto them. At the age of 12, the Holy Spirit was abiding upon Jesus, and he felt something of the burden of the mission for which he had come to our world.